This is Average Joe Finances Podcast, episode 31.
Our mission as a company is to make DIY investing accessible for everybody. So to the extent that we can do that through building an amazing software platform, that's what we spend a lot of our energy on, and that's awesome. But we're also really big proponents for the power of education. So we have a big blog where we try to the extent possible, teach people as much as they need to know about passive investing to get started and do it themselves.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you smash that like button and click subscribe. For those of you listening on a podcast platform, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that is and leave us a rating if you can. The more likes, ratings, and subscriptions that we get, the more we can spread the message and grow our community. So we also have a free Facebook group. It's called the Average Joe Finances Network. Check us out, join the group, join the community, ask questions, and become a part of the team. All of our other social media accounts are listed in our flow page, and we have them in the video or podcast description below.
Welcome to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Are you trying to get out of debt, invest, or just not sure where to start? Then this is the place for you. We discuss different ways to get out of the rat race and build your wealth. Join us on this wild ride to financial freedom.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? So today we have on the show with us Nick McCollum. He is the Director of Growth at Passive. All right, so Passive, we're going to talk about Passive today and the company and what they bring to the table. But basically, he's in charge of software development tasks as well as plenty of their marketing activities. Passive is based out of Canada, and their user base is split between Canada and the United States. So hey, Nick, pleasure having you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So hey, first things first, to get this out of the way, it's the question I ask everybody that comes on here. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and share your story with our listeners?
For sure. So I guess probably like in terms of my personal finance journey and my journey in the investment management space started when I was in college. I went to college for biology, thinking that I might want to eventually move on to go to medical school. That was kind of a big trend in my family. My older sister ended up going to medicine. My dad's a medical doctor. So there's kind of, it was something that was familiar to me and something that I thought I might want to do. It turns out that only a few months of studying plant physiology and mammal biology was all that I really needed to know, that really wasn't for me. So I went to my academic advisor and I said, hey, what can I switch into that will allow me to still graduate in 4 years, but isn't biology, because I kind of hate it. So she said, have you ever considered doing a math degree? That is what I ended up switching into. And it turns out that a lot of the good internships and summer jobs for math majors are in finance or accounting. So the next summer I went on to take an internship at TD Mutual Funds, which is a large mutual fund provider here in Canada. And that was a really cool opportunity for me because in one office they had people doing all sorts of different investment management strategies. So in one corner, you might have had someone doing fundamental equities. In another corner, you might have had someone doing a bond investing strategy. There's even things as exotic as derivative strategies and synthetic strategies. So all of lots of cool investing schools of thoughts in one building. And that was a great opportunity to see lots of different ways that people invest real money in the real world. After college, I took a job doing fundamental equity research at an investment research firm in Houston, Texas, and worked there for about 5 years. And that's kind of when I joined the team at Passive, which is where I'm at today.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So just a few months into college, you realized that that particular topic going into biology was not for you, and you switched to math. And, you know, I got to say, for a lot of people, you know, at least for me, but I think a lot of people can relate to this, math is not fun. For anybody that can take that topic and run with it, you know, more power to you, man, because I do not enjoy math. The only part of math I enjoy is calculating compound interest if it's making me some more money. So, but that's really about it. That's fantastic though, because you changed your major. You were still able to graduate in 4 years, correct?
Yep.
And then from there, your internship that got you into the world of finance, which is awesome, and leading to where you are today with Passive. So that's really, really great to know. So speaking of Passive, which is what we're here to talk about today, can you tell me about Passive? What is Passive?
I think the best way to understand what Passive does and how it helps investors save time and money is to really have a good understanding of the problem that we're trying to solve. So the original prototype of Passive was built by one of our co-founders, Brendan Wood, because he was having some friction, I guess, when he was trying to manage his family's own investments. So I guess the problem at hand was that Brendan was trying to manage his own retirement account. He was trying to manage his wife's retirement account. And then he was trying to manage a few education savings accounts for his kids as well. basically the Canadian equivalent of a 529 plan down in the United States. So he was managing four different accounts, and each of those accounts had different time horizons and risk tolerances. So within those accounts, he assigned each of them a different like target asset allocation that he wanted to be invested in. So for his retirement account, it might've been 100% equities. And then maybe for his kids' education account, it might've been 60-40 equities, bonds, or something like that. Now, to manage all these portfolios and make sure that they were all on track to stay close to their target portfolios, Brendan kind of built a big sophisticated spreadsheet where he would track the holdings of the accounts, his contributions over time, those sorts of things. And the spreadsheet would calculate for him whether he needed to buy or sell anything to stay in line with his long-term goals. Once that was done, he would log into his brokerage account and execute the trades one by one. So this kind of did the trick, but it was really high touch. It was really labor intensive. It took a long time. And Brendan, as a software developer, he knew that there kind of had to be a better way to automate this. So that's where the idea for Passive came to be. And the original prototype of Passive was just a basic Python script that connected to Brendan's brokerage account, read in his account holdings, and told him what he needed to buy or sell to stay on, I guess, on track for his long-term financial goals. We've since built on that functionality a lot. So the way Passive works now is you go to our website, you create a Passive account. Once you've created your account, you link your Passive account to your brokerage account. And Passive will then do all of the sophisticated calculations and legwork that tell you what you need to buy or sell to stay as close as possible to a target portfolio that you specify. And Passive actually allows you to rebalance with one click. So we'll calculate your trades, present them to you. And if you click rebalance, then we will send the trades off to your broker. They will get executed. Your broker will send back trade confirmations. And then just like that, you're rebalanced into your target portfolio. Once you've rebalanced into your target portfolio for the first time, Passive will periodically check your account and send you email notifications whenever it's time to log in and rebalance again. So that's like the 50,000 foot overview of how Passive works. I'm happy to dive into any of the details, I guess, depending on what you think would be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I want to know, like, so is Passive, does it have some type of AI software, some artificial intelligence in there?
Passive doesn't use artificial intelligence to make investment recommendations or anything like that. The rebalancing engine that Passive runs on is fairly complicated, but we don't use like neural networks or machine learning or anything like that.
Okay, right on. So is it all like different formulas based on the numbers that people put in, like what their target is for their portfolio? You know, what is it, like some type of calculation that will let you know, like when a certain stock that you're investing in dips, that it will, you know, it'll alert you that, hey, now's the time to, you know, rebalance? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so the rebalancing engine, I guess, it totally relies on a concept that we call portfolio accuracy, which is a measure of how close your actual portfolio is to your target portfolio. So you can think of portfolio accuracy just like directionally is, if you're fully invested in your target portfolio, then you will have a portfolio accuracy of 100%. Similarly, if you don't own any of your target portfolio, then your portfolio accuracy will be 0%. And then there's a large spectrum from 0 to 100 kind of within there. So the way that a rebalancing engine works is it looks at your actual portfolio. It calculates which asset in your actual portfolio is the most underweight relative to your target portfolio. And then it says, how much does your portfolio accuracy increase after we hypothetically buy one share of your most underweight asset? It then repeats that process over and over again by consistently buying the most underweight asset in each version of your actual portfolio as it gets more and more accurate until it's reached its maximum level of accuracy. And that's what it recommends that you rebalance into. Does that make sense?
I guess it like averages out what you do, right? To make it, I guess, to build maybe a profile on yourself. And, you know, I guess maybe like a memory, right? Is it like a memory that it bases itself off of how you invest?
It basically, you set okay. a target portfolio, and it does, I guess, it sure. calculates what trades will get you as close as possible to that target portfolio so that you can rebalance with one click. So I guess an example is kind of helpful just to put some real kind of explanation behind it. Let's say you're a technology investor and you really like Tesla cars and you really like iPhones and MacBooks. So you say, I'm going to make a portfolio and it's going to be 50% Apple and 50% Tesla. And that's what I want to own, just to keep it really simple. When you first create your Passive account and pay your brokerage, the trades that you would make to get rebalanced would basically buy 50% Apple and 50% Tesla. And that's the recommended trades for you. Now, let's say that your Tesla stock does really well and your Apple stock does kind of poorly, so that instead of being 50-50 after a period of time, you are now at 60% Tesla and 40% Apple. essentially what the rebalancing engine would tell you to do is to sell 10% Tesla and buy 10% Apple, and that would get you back to that 50-50 allocation. Does that make sense?
Okay, got you. So it basically helps you with how you allocate your funds into those different stocks to keep your portfolio, like the percentages for what your targets are. Okay, now it's making sense to me. Yeah. So, you know, if you're investing in financials over here and these are the companies that you're investing in, you know, certain percentages, it's going to go into those. If you're investing in tech over here, those certain percentages, you know, it's going to give you those numbers. So you put it in simple terms, but this is going to be huge for somebody who has a very large and diversified portfolio. Am I right? Let's take a quick break from today's episode to hear from our show sponsors. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Mike Cav from Average Joe Finances. Just want to talk to you today about Prep Agent. If you're interested in learning how to become a real estate agent and being able to pass the test on your first try, check out Prep Agent. Check out the link below in the show notes or in the video description. Hey, everybody, how's it going? This is Mike Cav with Average Joe Finances. You know, we're living in some pretty tough times right now. And if you don't have life insurance, you should probably get it. You need to protect yourself, protect your family, and protect what you own. Check out the link below in the show notes or in the video description. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get back into it.
You're listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast. Whether it's single or multifamily real estate, the stock market, or side hustles, we discuss it all. Strap in and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely. And I would say, like, a lot of our more advanced features are really built for kind of the sophisticated investor who wants to save time, save money without oversimplifying their portfolio. So one example of that would be passive actually allows you to pair with multiple brokerages at once. So let's say for some reason you might have some of your investments at TD Ameritrade and then some of your other investments are at Interactive Brokers. Now, that could just be for many different reasons, but it might be something as simple as your 401k is at one place and your IRA is at another place, and maybe you have a taxable account at some third place. Passive would allow you to pair to all of those brokerage accounts within your passive account, set one global target portfolio, and manage all of your investments in one seamless, centralized, integrated dashboard.
Okay, sounds good. So, and it's all at the click of a button, you're saying, right? So there's no trading happening without you pressing go, right?
Passive never automatically trades your account. What we do is we basically always check your account to see whether there's like trades available to you that would make your account closer to your target portfolio. And if there are, then we'll send you an email that prompts you to log in and execute those trades with one click. But we don't actually execute them without your permission or anything like that. It's not an automated trading platform.
All right, fantastic. That's good to know. So, hey, Nick, can you tell me how long have you been with Passive?
I've been with Passive since mid 2019, or I guess late 2019.
Okay, right on. So, have you guys noticed? So, since you've been there long enough, you know, to go through this pandemic that we're going through. So, have you noticed more activity since the pandemic started with folks being stuck at home and trying to, maybe day trade or even, you know, just getting started into investing? Have you guys noticed an uptick in, you know, from 2019 to when the pandemic started?
Yeah, I mean, we have, I would say a lot of the uptick that we would see if we ever did kind of do a study on this of our user behavior, a lot of that growth would be just come from our growth as a company and us onboarding more users and those sorts of things. So it would be kind of hard to, I guess, disentangle the growth of our company from just broader growth in financial market activities.
Right. Because being relatively new, you know, as the user base is growing, that is a hard metric to try to figure out. So
yeah.
Now,
is like a lot of the brokers publish information on this, and it does seem like market volumes have gone through the roof. And I think
right.
Part of that is because we've had insane volatility in the markets. And then another part of it, to be honest with you, is that people are stuck at home with nothing to do. And to be honest, I think a lot of them want a hobby. Sports were shut down, so people couldn't even do things like bet on sports. And I think the stock market stayed open. So that was kind of a source of leisure and entertainment for a lot of people for the first time.
Right. And for a lot of new investors, you know, just getting into it, investing in the stock market can definitely be a gamble if you don't do your research and really understand what you're doing. And when I first started, I started buying out like penny stocks, and I realized, you know, there's a saying that they say, you know, 90% of the penny stocks that you buy will fail. That's very true. So
yeah,
anyway,
the first stock I ever bought was an oil and gas exploration penny stock that was operating in like Iran, I think. And I had a similar experience too.
Yeah, right on. So, okay. So can you tell me about, you know, for you, what do you enjoy about working with the team at Passive?
Yeah. So I really like, one of the things that excited me about joining the team at Passive is just like the opportunity to work with a bunch of really ambitious, really smart people. So I would say like, we have some people out on the team who are extremely smart from like a business and marketing point of view, and extremely smart from like a software and computer programming and technology point of view. And those are two things that I've always really been interested in. So the opportunity to join a team really early and get mentorship and learning opportunities from people on both of those fronts has been really, really fun for me.
Right on. So it sounds like you guys have a pretty, you know, pretty strong and balanced team there that's passionate about helping people with their finances, right? So that's kind of what we're trying to do here with Average Joe Finances too, is just helping, you know, your everyday blue collar worker who's, you know, just scratching by in life and planning to retire in their late 60s, and show them like, hey, you can retire sooner than that if you put some effort into it now, or you could still retire at that age and have a lot more money for retirement than you thought you could have had in the past. So that's fantastic. Anybody that's doing something like that to help other people build their wealth and get ahead in life, I'm all about that, man. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing as well. So tell me, why should someone, maybe, you know, why should the average Joe invest with Passive?
Yeah. So, I mean, I echo what you said about the opportunity to help people with this stuff is really, really important to us too. Our mission as a company is to make DIY investing accessible for everybody. So to the extent that we can do that through building an amazing software platform, that's what we spend a lot of our energy on. And that's awesome. But we're also really big proponents for the power of education. So we have a big blog where we try to the extent possible, teach people as much as they need to know about passive investing to get started and do it themselves. In terms of why people should use us, I think that one thing that goes underappreciated a lot in the personal finance and investing space is how little like impact people can possibly have on actually improving their investment returns through spending time on their portfolio. My dad, who's always kind of mentored me a lot financially, has this great saying, and I'm not sure he probably didn't invent this himself. He probably heard it somewhere and told me, but he always told me growing up, you know, your savings and your investment portfolio, it's like a bar of soap. The more you handle it, the smaller it gets. So we've always been big fans of like hands-off passive long-term investing because of that. And for most people, I think they would be a lot better off instead of spending time trying to manage their portfolio and improve results there. I think they would be a lot better off trying to improve their professional skill set and get promotions and kind of build their career that way so that they have more money to put in their portfolio. I think that's just a lot more low hanging fruit for them to do that way. So passive as a tool helps people to do that because we dramatically reduce the amount of time that you need to spend managing your portfolio for the long run, which allows you to save time and money on your portfolio, but also allows you to spend your time doing other things that are more important, which could be improving your career opportunities, like I said, or it could be other things like just spending time with friends and family. So passive as a tool, I'd say the main benefit is that it saves you time and money.
Right on. Yeah, I like that. It's very similar to some other topics I was talking about with other guests with passive real estate investing, either buying turnkey properties or even going into like a limited partnership in a syndication where you're more hands off and you're relying, you know, I guess on someone else, which is the operators, to, you know, do the heavy lifting while you sit back and collect that return on your investment. Mm. So, you know, I guess passive kind of makes it very similar to that, but for the stock market, which, you know, I'm a fan of, because a lot of the folks that listen to the show are busy professionals. You know, they're working hard, some working 12 plus hour days, and they don't really have the time to sit there and log into their brokerage every now and then when there's a dip in the stock market and to go in there and move their portfolio around. They just don't have the time to do that. You know, I find myself in that situation myself, you know, with my day job. I'm at work and something comes up and I miss an opportunity, right? So something as simple as getting an email and being able to push the button to have it rebalance for you, that could be very powerful for some people depending on how they choose to invest. Yeah, I definitely think this is a really neat website that you guys have and the software that you guys use. This is pretty good stuff. So where can people find more information about Passive? What's the website? Where can they check you out?
The best place to learn about Passive is indeed on our website. Our website is passive.com. That's PASSIV.com. There's no E on the end of Passive. And I would also just add, if anyone's interested in learning more about the software, if they have specific questions that I can help you with, or even if you'd like a demo, just send me an email. My email is nick.mccollum@passive.com. I'd love to hear from any of you.
Fantastic, Nick. So I will definitely have the website in the show notes as well as your email so folks can reach out directly to you. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, that's it for me. Thanks again for having me on, Mike, and it's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
Fantastic, Nick. Hey, I appreciate you coming on. This was great stuff. It was great for me to learn a little bit more about what you guys do, and I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me today.
Thanks for listening to the Average Joe Finances Podcast, your source for beating debt, saving money, and investing. Learn more at averagejoefinances.com.
The Average Joe Finances Podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. Do not use this for any real estate or investment making decisions. All views by myself or our guests are solely our own and do not reflect the opinion of our employers.